I remember.
Oh, just breathing. Just breathing does it. I remember, I guess I was 12 years old, a couple of months anyways. I ran away. I ran away from the place. And I made all the way home that night. A couple of guys, a couple of hunters picked me up on Highway 11. I was had my thumb out. They drove me all the way home. My brother come pick me up, took me to the house. I remember that night. My mother phones up here to the institution to tell them I'm home. And they said to her, they told her to bring me back right now, right that night. And I'm quite sure that if they had had a car, she would have done that. But they didn't have a car. Mom and Dad didn't have a car. He never had a driver's license, so she had to phone my brother, who lived somewhere else, and he come the next morning and took me back to the place. But like I said, I'm quite sure if they had had a car, I would have been back that night. That was, for some reason, their mentality back then. But, yeah, so I just wanted to say a few words. So I wanted to hear this also, and it's kind of neat. Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, there's a few. There's a few kids who I knew back then I wish were here now. You know? Because you get thinking about them and you start reminiscing in your own mind and you start thinking about the times with them back then. You know? I never thought about this before. Yeah, I wish they were here. You know? Yeah. Jimmy Early, who I've talked to, and I talked to him last week and tried to convince him to come, you know, come on up, but he doesn't want to come. Another kid, his name's Robert Clyde, another kid, Ricky Hibbert, Tommy Pagolo, there's a few of them that, I'm going to be 65 in January, so they're all going to be that too, or older, or quite close to the same age, you know. Because it was really weird when I phoned James Early. Like, he answered the phone, and no, it was so weird. I didn't recognize his voice because the last time I talked to him was many years ago. And I'm sure my voice sounded weird to him, you know? And I'm sure if I talked to anybody else, I wouldn't recognize their voice either, vice versa, right? And yesterday, Brian Fisher, the last time I saw him was when I was living with him up on the other side. I wouldn't have recognized him on the street, but yeah, we all got old, you know, yeah. And that's all for now, folks.
It was neat to hear the sound of the,
yeah.
see Jack Judy. I said, there's Jack Kane. He's in Danny and Nikki. He's in there. As soon as I saw him, as you evil.
We were talking about him this morning. He was wanting me to push the right brothers.
He's the guy that said, I want to see you on that road when I get here in the morning.
Yeah. And he was in it.
Night man told me to go to bed and he got up to put that in the morning.
It seems like it does seem like you got in trouble. Sometimes with trouble.
Yeah?
That you had some animals.
Hang on, everyone. Marie would like to say something whenever you just get this space. Marie's not done yet. Let's give her all the space.
You know, it's a at your age.
Hello. Have we got everybody's attention?
Yep.
I remember a phys ed teacher, Carol Burling, told me to call him an ostrich. I went up to him and did what she said. I called him an ostrich. He slapped me across the face. And I said, well, Carol Burling told me to call you that. And he didn't do anything about that, that I remember. But that's one other thing I gotta say.
Is that something you just remembered?
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Yeah.